Please welcome Don Matrick, Microsoft Senior Vice President of Interactive Entertainment Business.
Good morning, everyone. It's my privilege to welcome all of you to E3. And welcome to Xbox 360, home of the biggest blockbusters and home to fun and entertainment for everyone. Big franchises are a mainstay of our industry, and the biggest sellers are on Xbox 360. Games like Grand Theft Auto 4, BioShock, Halo 3, Call of Duty 4, and Assassin's Creed. With last year's exceptional performance, we proved without a doubt that Xbox 360 delivers the biggest and best hits for gamers. New entertainment drives the expansion of our industry. Franchises like Guitar Hero, Rock Band, CNET, and Uno. The success of these titles on our consoles proves that Xbox can deliver to everyone. The central question that I hear every day, phrased in every possible way, is this: can we deliver to our fiercely loyal fans and at the same time continue to transform the industry by delivering to everyone? The answer is yes, and we're here this morning to show you how. We'll kick off the next wave of blockbuster games that are packed with adrenaline, intriguing characters, and immersive stories. We'll unveil a brand new experience designed to unleash creativity and growth in our industry. And finally, we'll introduce new games and entertainment experiences guaranteed to welcome everyone to the fun. You're about to see some of the most anticipated games on the horizon: Fallout 3, Resident Evil 5, Fable 2, and Gears of War 2. Combined, these games represent over $500 million in projected sales, and they will drive console demand in the coming year. These are intense games, and many are not for the faint of heart. So fasten your seatbelts, let's get started.
Our American way of life, isn't it grand? Peace, freedom, and bacon and eggs. Seems perfect. But what if it's not? Friends, your future may not be as secure as you think. Where will you be when the atomic bombs fall? You can secure your family's future by reserving a spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault from Vault-Tec. That's right, Bob. Act now, and your family can wait out the horrors of nuclear devastation. And Doris, the vault will have all the amenities of your modern-day home, and it's attractive. And Sally, in the vault, you might meet that special someone, just as you would on the surface. And in a few short years, you and your fellow vault dwellers will repopulate our great country. And Billy, you'll have lots of swell kids to play with. Reserve your family spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault today. Sign up now and prepare for the future.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Howard, game director from Bethesda Game Studios.
You just saw the first half of a trailer that is going to debut online in just a few hours and on Xbox Live. We think it gives you a great look at both the harshness and the humor of the world of Fallout 3. You know, we did Oblivion on the 360. We took a lot of risks, and we learned a lot from doing such a massive game on the platform. We've taken all of that learning and applied it to Fallout 3. We're ecstatic to show publicly for the first time here today Fallout 3 demoed live. Let's take a look. I'm good. So here's Fallout 3. The game takes place in post-apocalyptic Washington, D.C. in the year 2277. You can play in first person or third person. Here I am. I've left the vault, Vault 101, where no one ever enters and no one ever leaves. Here we have an iBot broadcasting the word of the Enclave, the last remnants of the U.S. government. On my wrist is the Pip-Boy 3000. Here you can check your stats, various things, skills you can raise, and perks. I happen to have the Bloody Mess perk, which lets people die in ridiculously violent ways. I also have various weapons that I can kill people in ridiculously violent ways. And I also have radios, so I can pick up broadcasts that are happening out in the wasteland like Enclave Radio. So this is a game where you can play any kind of character you want. You can play a stealthy guy, a combat guy, or use speech to persuade people. Try to be, you know, good with the ladies and all. You can also play the game combat-wise, like I'm going to. You can play in real time. Or you can press the right bumper and use VATS, the Vault Tech Assisted Targeting System. So you can queue up moves on various body parts and then press A and see what happens. That never gets old. I switch to grenades here. This is where the content might be inappropriate for some audiences. Switch to my combat shotgun. I think it's the marching band music that nails it. There's a lot of stuff in the world you have to find to survive. Food, water, help you out. There's a turret up here that's giving me trouble. I could hack this computer and take control of the turret if I want, but I'm going to switch to my laser rifle, see if I can take it out. Again, this is a huge game with over 100 hours of gameplay. It's a wide open world. You could walk right down to the center of Washington, D.C. and ride the elevator to the top of the Washington Monument. We have a sentry bot up here. These are robotic tanks that are patrolling the wasteland. They're pretty tough. I'll switch to my missile launcher. Try that with VATS. Switch to a pulse grenade. This will give him an EMP blast. And again, this is a game that reacts to how you play it. You can be a good person, you can be a bad person, or anywhere in between. Perhaps you'll make friends with the Brotherhood of Steel, who have turned the Pentagon up here into their own personal citadel. It's the Enclave. They've spotted me. So these guys are tough, so I'm going to switch to the Fat Man, which is a mini nuclear bomb catapult. Every kid wants one of these under the Christmas tree. It's going to line these guys up. Pretty effective weapon. So that's our demo of Fallout 3. Hope you all enjoy it this fall. We do have one more thing. We wanted to say how much we love Xbox Live Marketplace. We did a lot of downloadable content for Oblivion. It was hugely successful. We're happy to announce that we're going to be doing substantial downloadable content for Fallout 3, and it will be exclusive to the Xbox 360 and games for Windows. Thanks again.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage from Capcom, the producer of Resident Evil 5, Jun Takauchi.
Wow. どうもこんにちは。RE5 のプロデューサーの竹内です。
Hello everybody, I'm the producer of Resident Evil 5, Jun Takauchi.
今日はですね、世界で初めてこの公の場でプレイアブルデモを皆さんにお見せして、さらに、シリーズ始まって以来初めてですね、このマイクロソフトのカンファレンスでご紹介できることを光栄に思います。この日のためにですね、ご尽力いただいた日本マイクロソフトと、その関係者の皆さんにお礼を申し上げます。ありがとうございます。
Today we are very pleased to show you the world's first public playable demo of Resident Evil 5. This is also the first time that the Resident Evil series will be appearing on a Microsoft console.And we're very grateful to everybody at Microsoft for giving us this opportunity today.
それでは、早速プレイデモの方をご覧いただきたいと思います。
So without any further ado, let's begin the demo.
プレイしてくれるのは RE5 のディレクターの安保康弘です。
Playing the demo for us today is the director of Resident Evil 5, 安保さん。
今回の RE5 の舞台になるのはですね、キジュジュというアフリカの架空の街です。
As you're probably already aware, Resident Evil 5 takes place in Africa, in a region known as Kijuju.
今回の主人公であるクリス・レッドフィールドは、この街で起きている謎のバイオテロリズムの原因を解明するためにやってきました。
The hero of the game, Chris Redfield, is in Kijuju to investigate the causes of a bioterrorism incident.
彼は今回 DSAA という新しい組織に属しています。
Chris has joined a new organization in this game called the BSAA.
どうやらここから先へは一人では進めないようですね。
But it looks like Chris is not going to be able to get any further here by himself.
それではこの場で世界初のオンラインコープモードをご紹介したいと思います。
So we would like to show you for the very first time the online co-op mode in Resident Evil 5 played by the co-producer Kawata-san.
今回クリスのパートナーになるのはシェバ・アローマというキャラクターです。
The backup partner backing up Chris here is a lady known as Sheva Alomar.
これは BSAA のアフリカ支部で働くエージェントと。いうことになっています。
She is also an agent of the same organization as Chris, the BSAA, based in Africa.
それではしばらく二人の協力プレイを見ていきましょう。
So let's see how Sheva and Chris team up here.
このようにですね、2人協力することで、様々な困難の状況を乗り越えていくことになります。
As you can see, it's very important for the two players to team up and work together to overcome the various obstacles and enemies that they encounter in the game.
ちょっとプレイの時間がだんだんなくなってきましたね。急いで二人とも。
Guys, hurry up. We're running out of time for the demo here. Let's go. Come on.
RE4 でおなじみの象徴的なキャラクターが現れました。
Here you can see a new variation on one of the tougher enemies that you encountered in Resident Evil 4.
2人はうまく協力してこの敵を倒すことができるでしょうか?
Maybe if they work together, they'll be able to, be able to take him down.
というところでごめんなさい。プレイデモの時間が終わったようです。
But unfortunately, we are out of time for the playable demo.
安保さん、川田さん、プレイの方ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much, Ampo-san and Kawata-san.
今日はですね、皆さんにもう一つお話したいことがあります。
We do have one more thing that we'd like to tell you today.
この強力なゲームの発売日、2009年の3月13日、ワールドワイドで発売します。
And that is that Resident Evil 5 will be available in a simultaneous worldwide release in North America and Europe on Friday the 13th, March 2009.
もうしばらくの間ですけど皆さんどうぞ楽しみにお待ちになってください。
Please hang on just a little bit longer and we'll have it to you very shortly.
今日どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
Please welcome the creative director of Lionhead Studios, Peter Molyneux.
Well, that was flawless.
Fable 2 is finished. All that innovation and drama has come together and we've finished it now. And I'm going to share with you some opening few moments. Let's just remind ourselves of what Fable is. It's an RPG. We try to put a lot of invention and creativity in that RPG. Let's have a look at what that RPG looks like 500 years further on.This is the first opening numbers.
Lucky, like finding a four-leaf clover.
So that's how the story starts. You start as a little kid, either a boy or a girl, and this is a story about how you uniquely grow from a kid into a full-grown, blown hero. And that story is going to be great. Now, that story wraps up all the innovation that we're putting into Fable 2, and I want to just tease you and show you one more innovation that we've got. So let's take a look at the worldas it stands at the moment. This is the world of Albion. This is my hero. Your hero is totally unique. This is my dog. The dog is an incredible AI agent. He is your companion through the world. You've never experienced anything like the dog in the game. But that's not what I want to show you. What I want to show you is the ability for you to play co-op over live. But we've added a new twist to that.As we walk down and through the world, you can see these purple orbs. These are what we call ambient orbs. These are your friends playing their single-player game. I can walk up to them, press a button, invite them into my world, and bang, they're there. No lobbies, just that immediacy of being able to call people in your world. And you can do that at any point during the story, from the first moment to the last moment. You can co-op together, you can play games together, really, the interesting thing is why? Why do I want to do this? Well, here's the interesting point. Your hero is unique to you. Your hero will look totally unique. He changes and morphs depending on how you play the game. Your world is unique to you. How you've played the story, what you've done in that story, we've got this dynamic landscape that changes. That means that you want to invite people in. Now, when you invite them in, you can fight and hack and slash, just like in a lot of other games, but it's the things that other games don't do. You know, hang out in the bar and get drunk and go and chat up people. There's a whole wealth of other things to do in this world. One of those things that you can do is, of course, get married. And I'm going to introduce you to my wife. She, I chose her because she's got some strange tastes. You're going to see one of those a little bit later on. But here we are. This is my house. I'm not a rich adventurer at the moment. I've been spending a long time questing and not enough time making money. But still, you know, I've got a lovely family life. There's my wife. There's my son. We had my son about 4 years ago, and he's been growing up. That's one of the things. Your son grows. Your children will grow up with you. And we can just interact with them. And so can my co-op buddy who comes in. He can, you know, chat up my wife or do anything he likes. And that is the unique thing. She actually likes belching, by the way. This is one of the unique qualities of her. That is the unique thing about Fable, the ability to experience your own unique world with your own unique hero. And I really hope that all of you are going to find the time to have a look at some of the demos that we've got at E3, so please come by. Thank you very much. One last piece of news. You will be out in October of this year. Thank you.
I have a rendezvous with death. At some disputed barricade. It may be he shall take my hand and lead me into his dark land and close my eyes and quench my breath. I have a rendezvous with death. And I to my pledged word am true. I shall not fail that rendezvous.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the design director from Epic Games, Cliff Bleszinski.
What's up, guys? I'm Cliff Bleszinski, design director at Epic. And ever since we announced Gears 2 back at GDC in February, the response has been tremendous. Everyone is so excited for the game, and we're quickly building to the point where we have the most anticipated title this holiday season on any platform. Now, the Locusts are back, and they're sinking entire cities, and I'm about to demonstrate a section from the two-player cooperative campaign. I got my buddy, Rod Ferguson, senior producer, backstage. He's going to be playing as Dom, I'm going to be playing as Marcus, and in this part, we have to traverse essentially a Locust sinkhole, which is quite precarious, and it's filled with all sorts of nasties, and maybe a little bit of a surprise at the bottom. So let's go ahead and dim the lights, and let's fire this up.
Beginning and the end.
I never thought they'd get to Jacinto.
I guess it was just a matter of time. There it is. The beginning and the end.
I never thought they'd get to Jacinto.
It was just a matter of time.
Hey,
Let's do this. Gotcha.
All good, Marcus.
Let's keep moving.
Incoming in!
Operation up.
Reavers were one thing, but a Brumach?
They can ride them, so can we.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Also, another announcement I have for you today here at E3, we have a new mode in Gears of War 2 called Horde. It's a five-player cooperative mode in which up to five players can take on wave after wave of increasingly difficult locusts. I'm also proud to announce that Gears of War 2 will be available worldwide November 7th exclusively on Xbox 360. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the show, guys.
Please welcome back Don Matrick.
Wow, how's that for 10:30 on a Monday morning? Thank you, Todd, Takauchi-san, Peter, and Cliff. Your games headline another phenomenal lineup that brings the best blockbusters to Xbox 360. I think it's also safe to share that all of us have shared a common moment, the first moment when we were captivated, swept away, even lost our sense of time because of interactive entertainment. And in that first moment, we knew one more thing. We knew someday our industry would be the biggest form of all entertainment. Well, that day has arrived. Our games are everywhere. The hardcore are devouring our biggest blockbusters. Fathers and sons are playing their favorite sports games. Rockstar grandmas are taking over our living rooms. And friends from around the globe are socializing and competing. And fun-to-play games are inspiring the new family game night. Today, our industry belongs to everyone. And as the popularity of games is spreading fast around the globe, we're registering our biggest year ever. According to a recent PricewaterhouseCoopers forecast, people will spend an estimated $48 billion on video games worldwide this year. That's bigger than box office, bigger than music, and even bigger than DVD movie sales. Games are now the leading driver of all entertainment spending. This is a breathtaking achievement. All of us are thriving. Publishers, retailers, developers, everyone. And especially those who love to play games. Let's take a look at this growth and how Xbox 360 is fueling it. The best way to gauge the health of the business is to look at hardware and software sales together with online, the most exciting growth segment of the industry. When it comes to hardware, we're in fantastic shape. According to NPD, Xbox 360 is leading the market with the largest installed base here in the United States, more than 5 million units ahead of PlayStation 3. And in software, here again, Xbox 360 comes out on top with sales of 2.7 billion over the last 12 months. Third-party publishers like Activision, Electronic Arts, and Ubi are winning on our platform. In the last year, third-party game revenue on our platform outpaced the Wii and PlayStation 3 combined. Looking forward, I'm so confident in our momentum and our bright future that I'm willing to declare here today that Xbox 360 will sell more consoles worldwide this generation than PlayStation 3. We'll do that through a combination of the best and broadest games lineup by offering a selection of consoles with prices for everyone, and by delivering the best online experience, an area where Xbox Live remains the undisputed leader. Xbox Live instantly connects you with friends and family and opens the door to entirely new forms of social games and entertainment. A year ago, more than 6 million people were connected to Xbox Live. Since then, that number has more than doubled to over 12 million, and today, a new member joins every 5 seconds. A lot of people are asking us about the size of our online business. And I'm thrilled to share with you today, for the very first time, that since we launched Xbox 360 nearly 2.5 years ago, consumers have spent more than $1 billion on Xbox Live. $1 billion. And in that time, people have downloaded more than 500 million pieces of content. Now Xbox Live is about finding the games you want and the entertainment you want when you want it. That means movies, television shows, and music from partners like Disney, Warner Brothers, ABC, and MTV, just to name a few. Our library of on-demand programming has now reached more than 10,000 movies and television shows. And even more exciting, together with our entertainment partners, we've grown into the world's largest provider of on-demand, high-definition movies and television shows, larger than any satellite or cable operator. And it's the experience people want, watching high-definition programs on a big-screen television from the comfort of their couches with no need to visit the video store or search through a pile of discs. Significantly, over the last year, movies and television shows have become so popular that they account for a third of all Xbox Live paid downloads in the United States. Today, I'm proud to welcome a new television partner and a new movie partner into our network. The first is NBC, the second is Universal Studios.
Everybody calm down!
Here we go.
This great content is available starting today for audiences in the US. And I'm also pleased to announce two new partners for our high-definition video library in Europe. Movies from renowned studios MGM International and Constantine will be available for download starting today. Between the US and Europe, we've added more than 700 programs to our video library. And more content is coming to other countries to expand our global offerings. There you have it. That's how we're fueling our growth and giving you even more entertainment choices. So how do we continue to drive the next wave of growth and innovation? How do we welcome more people to Xbox 360? To show how, I'd like to bring on stage John Shepherd, head of Live Software and Services team.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today at E3 because I believe this generation of consoles will change the face of home entertainment more than any generation before it. And at the heart of this change is the Xbox 360, a console that was designed for continuous innovation. Innovation in games, innovation in entertainment, and innovation in social experiences. This generation, the biggest, most revolutionary changes will happen online as more and more people connect to each other and the games and entertainment they want. Through continuous innovation, we have been able to make your experience even better year after year. Xbox owners have turned on their consoles and in a single moment begun enjoying new experiences, such as an entirely new video marketplace, instant messaging, and video chat. This is the magic of software. This is what allows us to drive the evolution of games and entertainment, and this is what continues to separate us from the rest of the pack. Now, here we are today with a community of more than 12 million members asking one very powerful question: what's next? I'm excited to announce today that for the first time in history, a consumer electronics device will be completely reinvented through software. Let me show you. Everyone, welcome to the new Xbox experience. When people around the world turn on their Xbox 360s this fall, they will be greeted by an entirely new interface, an entirely new dashboard, creating a brand new Xbox through the magic of software. Right away, you'll notice the new My Xbox channel, where you have instant access to everything you have on your console, such as your photos, videos, music, and games. The new look and feel is more fun, more social, and simpler to use. Now, there are familiar things, like your gamer card, that shows off your achievements and your gamer score. But there's also something new on your gamer card. We're making Xbox Live more personal with avatars. With avatars, you can express your personality and style and share it with your community of friends. With tons of hairstyles, clothes, and accessories to choose from, you can make your avatar reflect who you are or who you want to be. Pants, shirts, hats, everything you need, it's all here. There you go. Green's much more my color. And if we had more time, I'd take you to the hair section where we could do some work. But before we go any further, let's hear a little bit more about our vision and history of our avatars.
Expression is one of the things that's going on with this avatar system. It's one of the things I get so excited about.
We make it, number one, very easy for titles to include avatars in their games. It's basically a plug and play.
We're not trying to build avatar or clothes that looks like a toy. We're trying to extract the elements of reality and then project that as in a stylized way.
You'll see them in the dashboard when you turn on the system. You'll see them in your friends list. You're going to see it in games all over the place. You'll see avatars on websites.
Really, the number of clothes ultimately is going to be limitless. You'd expect to see new clothes released in the same way you'd go into a shop and you'd see the summer fashion, the winter fashion. You're going to see the same thing here.
Just think about it. Thousands and thousands of pieces of content made available to users to constantly go out and view, change, win in games. It's just a never-ending thing. The power isn't just in seeing one avatar. The power is when you see these things together. Where else besides Xbox Live could you introduce the concept of an avatar and it immediately become a community of 10 million avatars?
The really significant thing about avatars is that they do more than sit in the living room. We are integrating avatars across the new Xbox experience so you can create, share, and have fun with all of your friends. But avatars are just the beginning. Let me show you some more. This new Xbox experience is tailored for the living room. It's simple, it's fun, and it's designed to make it easy to discover new content. Here we are at the new community channel. Now, instead of a list of friends, you can actually see them. The first thing you'll notice is how many friends you have online. And when they come online, their avatars will instantly pop up right here. Of course, you can chat with or send messages to your friends, but I'm really excited today to introduce something completely new, Live Party. You can now create a live party, like this group right here, and have up to 8 friends chat, interact, and share every moment together. Our vision is to make every experience a shared experience. Whether you just want to play games or do just about anything a group of 8 friends might do, you're always connected as a party and always chatting as a party. Now, right now, it looks like Phil is sharing some photos with Don and Shane. Let's join the party. You could always view your photos on Xbox 360, but now as part of the new Xbox experience, you can share your photos by streaming them with everyone in your party. Now let's go back to the community channel. I'm going to take over as the party leader, and I'm going to take us to a new channel called Xbox Live Primetime, which we are unveiling today and rolling out this fall. Xbox Live Primetime is a channel where hundreds of people can star in their own game shows. And to help us pioneer this new category of gaming, I'm thrilled to announce a partnership with Endemol, the creators of TV game shows including One vs. 100, Deal or No Deal, Big Brother, and Fear Factor. But unlike TV, you and your friends can be part of the action and play along with the entire Xbox Live community. The first step in this partnership is One vs. 100, coming exclusively to Xbox Live Primetime this fall.
Welcome to One vs. 100. It's a massive multiplayer game show on Xbox Live, where you can become involved. You can play on the big stage or play from the crowd. Team up with your friends or family. It's the big show brought to you by a live host where you can win real prizes. Are you ready?
Xbox Live Primetime combines the best of television and the best of games to deliver an entirely new experience of category of games for the whole family. This fall, you'll be able to play along with all of Xbox Live, either as the one of 100, or one of the thousands that watch and play this huge primetime game. And the best part, you'll all be able to win real prizes. This is just an example of how the new Xbox experience is opening up the next frontier in social entertainment, and not just for game creators, but for Hollywood and entertainment entrepreneurs as well. They're flocking to Xbox Live Primetime asking, how can we play? With regularly scheduled programming and dynamic content that's always fresh and new, instead of just checking to see what's on TV this fall, you'll turn on your Xbox to see what's on live. Now let me take the party to the new Games Channel. You'll notice there are games of all types here, including a brand new Uno game, Uno Rush, that we are announcing today. Now, as the party leader, I'm able to launch Uno for everyone in the party at the push of a button. So look at that. Our live party moved seamlessly from sharing photos to Xbox Live Primetime to now playing Uno. We have jumped from experience to experience together as a party. I'm extremely excited about the new Xbox experience that we're delivering, but that's not all we have in store. We're also delivering the best lineup of titles we've ever offered on Xbox Live Arcade. We pioneered this space, serving up something for everyone with a mix of fresh twists on old classics and innovative new titles. Now, like many of you, the first Xbox 360 game I played and loved was Geometry Wars. Well, today I'm happy to announce a new version of Geometry Wars coming exclusively to Xbox Live Arcade next month from Bizarre Creations and Activision. Now, this next arcade title should occupy a special place in every nostalgic gamer's heart. After 20 years, we have the first true sequel to the original Galaga. It's called Galaga Legions, and it's brought to you by the same award-winning team at Namco Bandai that revitalized our industry's most cherished games with Pac-Man World Championship Edition. And the best part about Galaga Legions is it will be available next month exclusively on Xbox Live Arcade. Now, for our next announcement, I'd like to introduce a special guest speaker.
Hello. We hope you've enjoyed your brief detention in the press event hall. The Aperture Science Enrichment Center is pleased to announce the worldwide debut of Portal, Still Alive, a 2008 exclusive for the Xbox 360. Due to previous tests being solvable, we are currently manufacturing new test chambers for only the most highly qualified test subjects. Good luck.
Yes, as Gladys explained, Portal Still Alive from Valve is coming to Xbox Live Arcade with brand new levels and achievements this fall. Now let's take a look at one more exclusive title coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Coming exclusively in 2009 to...
Can we please just get back to playing our video game, please?
How was that for short and sweet? is very excited to have a game based on this global hit franchise coming our way. This is our strongest lineup ever for Xbox Live Arcade, and it's going to get a lot bigger this fall. Earlier this year, we announced that Xbox 360 will be the first console in history to let the community create and share games, and we've already had more than 1 million downloads of our free development tools. Now we're getting ready for the arrival of our first wave of community-generated games on Xbox Live, and the early returns look great. We will launch Xbox Live community games in the fall as part of the new Xbox Live experience. However, as Don mentioned, Xbox Live is more than games. We also have an incredible selection of movies and TV shows in our video marketplace. We announced several new media partnerships earlier in the show, but there is one more. As part of our commitment to expanding our video offerings, I'm thrilled to announce that we've formed an exclusive partnership with Netflix. Netflix revolutionized the movie rental industry by combining easy online browsing with DVDs delivered to your mailbox. Xbox 360 will be the only game system that lets members who are also Netflix subscribers instantly watch more than 10,000 movies and TV episodes, more than doubling our current content offering. So if you're an Xbox Live subscriber, you can enjoy the Netflix library at no additional cost. With Netflix on Xbox 360, you have access to your Instant Watch queue. And as you can see, here's a few that I've added, a few movies I've added to my Instant Watch queue. Now, of course, the only thing better than watching a great movie is watching it with friends. But what if they're not on the same couch as you? Well, I'm thrilled to announce that now you can also share your Netflix movies and TV shows with your live party. We all can watch TV and movie together. So there you have it. This is what the new Xbox experience is all about. By creating a whole new variety of gaming and shared entertainment experiences, Xbox 360 will give you more entertainment than any other device connected to your TV. Now let's see how the new Xbox experience is setting the stage for a new generation of social games that will drive even more growth. To tell us more, I'd like to welcome our head of strategy and business development, as well as humor, Shane Kim.
Thank you, John. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the party. As you're seeing today, we're inviting more people to Xbox 360 than ever before. Last year, we featured an amazing lineup of games, and this year is no different. We have popular games like Prince of Persia, Call of Duty World at War, Tomb Raider Underworld, Need for Speed Undercover, Pro Evo Soccer 2009, Mirror's Edge, and the list goes on and on and on. We also have great third-party exclusives. The release of the first downloadable episode for Grand Theft Auto 4 later this year promises to be another huge event for Xbox 360 and Xbox Live. All told, by the end of 2008, more than 1,000 games will be available for Xbox 360. And we have one of the most diverse selections of games as well, with more than three out of every four games rated E or T. I'd like to show you the latest and greatest from a couple of games for everybody, from our friends at Rare. Let's take a look.
In the air. On the ground. And across the sea. Banjo and Kazooie are facing their greatest adventure yet. Now, with a little creativity and a bit of skill, they just might make it. To the top. Banjo-Kazooie. Nuts and bolts.
Pinata Island. Enthusiasts have long enjoyed hours of entertainment thanks to its colorful and exotic inhabitants. Between the recent discoveries of the unique polar Pinatic region and the equally mysterious desert desert, the island's pinata population promises to swell to over 100 fantastic varieties. What exactly is behind this explosion of new pinatas? Aside from the piñata's normal romance dances, the introduction of piñata vision is the culprit. Piñata watchers can now scan a card across a vision camera and pop, a new piñata. Alas, it appears that the island's rapid growth has also led to the increasing sophistication of one of its few natural predators. Have a look at this shocking amateur video.
Victory will be mine!
Clearly, Pinata Island is about to change forever. Join us as we examine this marvelous and intriguing new world in Viva Pinata, Trouble in Paradise.
And Banjo-Kazooie fans will get a special treat with the release of the original classic on Xbox Live Arcade. All of these games are coming this holiday, exclusive for Xbox 360. Now, Xbox 360 brings everyone together for fun. This morning, I have two new games that do just that. Let's take a look at the first one.
Rita and her new accomplice have stolen something irreplaceable.
We've got another one!
Oh.
All right.
Woo-ha!
Hi, hey, can you figure out this question?
I know this one.
Hey, good job.
Done.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right, let's play.
Oh, we got seen it, box office smash. Now with new puzzles, new trivia.
Good job.
New Xbox Live features and all new movie content from your local favorites and Hollywood blockbusters. Seen it, box office smash.
So what you just saw was seen at Box Office Smash, a sequel to last year's movie trivia game that brought people together using four simple controllers that anybody can use. And thanks to Xbox Live, seen at Box Office Smash takes Trivia Night global, so you can play with your friends, enjoy content from your own country, and download new questions to keep your games fresh and exciting. As you just saw, this is the first retail game that lets you and your friends bring your avatars into the gaming experience as well. Now, the next title I'm going to announce gets you off the couch and lets you star in your own movie. It's appropriately called You're in the Movies, and it's coming from our partners at Codemasters and Zoe Mode this holiday exclusively for Xbox 360. Now, this game speaks for itself, so let's get some friends out here and start having some fun. I'd like to invite Don and John back to the stage, and joining them from our London office is fan favorite Genevieve Walter. Come on down, guys. All right, welcome to my living room here.
Thanks,
Shane. Have a seat, make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you, Shane.
Now, Before we get started here, I do have to say something here. That in the interest of the safety of the actors, I'm going to ask that you don't take flash photography. The performers are very, very touchy about that. You're in the movies. It is about making short, campy B-movies where your friends and family are the stars. It features brief games and improvisations that are instantly edited into movies. Okay, so let's play a few of those games. Don, you are up first.
Thanks, Shane.
Player one, to the set. It's time to act like a clown with a bungee run.
Now, right.
Come on, Don.
As long as you can before the power of the bungee drags you back. Action.
Come on, Don. Faster, work
run,
it.
Run.
Stretch it.
Work it.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Oh.
You got it. All right.
Wow. Looking good.
That's a great score. Classic effort.
Looking good.
Well done. Well done. All right. Next up is John. John, step right over here.
I think I like Don in the clown pants.
What's that?
I like Don in the clown pants.
2000. All right.
Now, in this game, John is going to be swatting a bunch of wasps, and I want you to pretend that they're software bugs.
Thanks for picking wasps.
Player three, to the set. Pretend that you're surrounded by hornets. Swat those suckers before they sting you. Action! Take them down!
Come on, John.
Come on, John.
Go, John.
Splat. You were born to swat.
Come on, John, work it.
Sayonara, Stripey.
It's an Algro elbow.
You gotta give us more, John.
Come on, John. Get rid of that bug.
Oh.
1900.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That was pretty good. That was
good score. Good score. Oh, boy.
All right. Now, next up is Genevieve, and we've got something very, very special for Genevieve cooked up here.
Great.
She's a little nervous because her parents are in the audience, so we got to encourage her on this one. But I think you all get the idea of this one, and Genevieve is perfectly casted for this particular role.
Play a four.
All right. Here we go.
Fun, baby, fun. It's time to stretch your funky
Come
stuff.
On.
Dance to the music.
Come on.
Shake your body down.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Come on!
Can you feel it? You gotta take it higher. Woo! I know you got the soul. Give it up for the fun.
Yeah. You got it, Jen.
How much freestyle?
Love the
I love
camera,
it.
Genevieve. Woo. Love the camera.
Woo!
Let the music take over.
Another. Woo!
That was some performance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Now, that definitely takes guts, so let's hear it for Genevieve. All right. Now, the console will compile this footage into a short movie. We only had a little bit of time to do a handful of the mini-games. Normally, you'd do several more hilarious mini-games and improvisations. Now, let's take a look at the masterpiece that we created earlier.
It was a day like any other day. Until a terrible accident created a horrifying atomic monster. Cold-blooded. Watch in terror as the radioactive mastodon wreaks havoc. Created by nature, twisted by science. No weapons of warfare known to man can harm it. Anything stop this Leviathan? Can mankind use science to fight nature with nature? Feel your blood run cold. Cold-blooded.
yeah, you know that is sure to become a cult classic. So, you know, as you can see, the movies are irreverent and a lot of fun to both play and watch. Let's have a nice hand for Don, John, and Jen. And you know they should not quit their day jobs. All right. Now, the cool thing is that the fun with you in the movies doesn't stop there. A director's mode lets you control the action and make edits, and then you can download your cinematic masterpieces and share them with the rest of the world. Of course, you can't shoot a movie without a camera, and that's why You're in the Movies will include an Xbox Live Vision camera when it ships this holiday. With CNET Box Office Smash and You're in the Movies, Xbox 360 is home to the best movie games that capture the spirit of the silver screen. Music games, of course, have taken the world by storm, and Xbox 360 is the clear leader in this category. People cannot get enough of these games, and they're using Xbox Live to fuel their passion for music. On average, 3.5 million songs are downloaded from Xbox Live every month. And according to our partners, Xbox Live accounts for 80% of all songs downloaded across all platforms. 80%. One of the pioneers in the category of music gaming is Guitar Hero from Activision and Red Octane. This franchise has sold nearly 5 million units on our platform alone. Here to tell you more about the next version of Guitar Hero is Kai Huang, president and founder of Activision's Red Octane.
Thank you very much, Shane, and hello, everybody. Well, I'm really excited to be here today to talk about Guitar Hero. Kids play it, families and friends play this game together, even rock stars love to play this game. And when my brother Charles and I first conceived of the Guitar Hero concept with this small plastic guitar matched with some great rock and roll music, we really believed that it would just be a matter of time before millions of people around the world would be living out their rock star fantasies in their living room. And thank goodness, for most of us, if you're like me, we're not going to get out of our living rooms. And Guitar Hero World Tour for us is going to take that vision of music games to a whole new level. Our authentic new wireless drum kit with cymbals, an innovative touch slide guitar, and great new modes like online band career and 8-player battle of the bands are absolutely amazing. On disc, we're going to ship with the greatest number of master tracks ever from some of the best bands of all time, more than 85 songs, with tons more at launch and beyond. So while Guitar Hero revolutionized the way millions of people experience music, our new music studio in Guitar Hero World Tour is going to, for the first time, let people make and share music from around the world. This is going to revolutionize the way people create, share, discover, and play new music. And with GH Tunes, when that launches, it's going to be the premier online distribution platform from where a community of aspiring artists are going to become the next big rock stars. And really, that's just the beginning. So today, we're pleased to make two more special announcements. First, with the launch of Guitar Hero World Tour, Xbox 360 gamers worldwide are going to be able to download an REM track pack featuring 3 songs from their new album before anybody else. And secondly, in addition to having Van Halen and the Eagles as exclusive to Guitar Hero World Tour, heavy metal legend and one of the greatest selling rock acts of all time, Metallica, is joining forces with Guitar Hero in a huge way. For the first time in music and video game history, Metallica's highly anticipated full-length album, Death Magnetic, is going to be offered as downloadable content in its entirety at the same time as the album is released. First for Guitar Hero 3 in September, and then again when Guitar Hero World Tour launches in the fall. So I'm very excited about all of these new developments that we have, and we remain committed to delivering you guys new and innovative ways to unleash your inner rock star. Thank you very much.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Kai. Now, Xbox 360 is definitely the world's greatest stage for the best music games. And coming this holiday is a brand new music party experience from Microsoft Game Studios exclusively on Xbox 360. Please welcome to the stage the legendary creator of Elite Beat Agents, Guitaru Man, and now Lips, Keiichi Yano of Innes.
Thanks, Shane. So I hope you guys are ready to have some fun. As you guys saw in the video, Lips is going to let people around the world enjoy the music that they love the most in fresh and exciting new ways. It's breaking new ground by being the first game that lets you sing from your own music collection. It's gonna be great. Imagine plugging in your Zune or your iPod into your Xbox 360 and singing along to all of your favorite songs. Lips is also gonna be the first game ever to feature these wireless mics that light up with your music performance. And these guys are also motion sensitive, so I can do stuff like this, you know, even when I'm not singing. So it's gonna be fun. Lips will ship this holiday featuring best songs from many regions and genres, including rock, hip hop, country, R&B, pop, a lot of your favorite artists that you guys just love to sing. Now, one of my personal favorites here to sing for you guys, her hit single, Mercy, is Duffy.
Do, but you do it well.
Yeah.
That was terrific. Thanks for an awesome performance, and thanks for being one of our featured artists in Lyft, Duffy.
I don't think I've ever had such a great time singing that song. Thank you for the amazing pleasure.
Let's hear it again for Duffy and Yano-san. Lips is definitely going to be the gotta-have-it gift for this holiday for everyone. And the fun with music keeps on rolling. Last holiday, another killer title on the music front was Rock Band from MTV Games and Harmonix. Rock Band expanded the music game experience by bringing the whole band together. We're thrilled that Rock Band 2 will premiere exclusively on Xbox 360 this September. And as I leave the stage this morning, please join me in welcoming Alex Rigopoulos, President and CEO of Harmonix.
Thank you, Shane. It's a real pleasure for me to be here today to talk to all of you about Rock Band 2, which, as Shane just mentioned, is debuting exclusively on the Xbox 360 this September. So I'd like to focus briefly this morning on arguably the single most important aspect of this game, which is, of course, the music. I'm pleased to be able to announce today the entire Rock Band 2 disc soundtrack, and here it is. The soundtrack is going to include 84 songs on the disc, every single one of them an original master recording. This is by far the largest soundtrack we've ever compiled, and it's also by far the most compelling in all of our years of making music games. And I'd like to take a moment just to call out just a few of the noteworthy tracks up here. So first, after 14 years since the last official release from Guns N' Roses, I'm thrilled to announce today that Axl Rose has chosen Rock Band 2 as the forum in which he'd like to debut a new track called Shackler's Revenge, which is the first release from this their highly anticipated album, Chinese Democracy, which is coming soon. Next, Bob Dylan, one of America's most celebrated rock icons, who also has never before licensed his music for games, has given us one of his great classic tracks, Tangled Up in Blue. Finally, it's a real genuine honor for me to be able to announce today that music from one of the most titanic bands in the history of rock and roll, AC/DC, will be appearing for the first time ever in video games exclusively in Rock Band 2. I should add that AC/DC has been one of, if not the single most requested band from our audience over the years, so this is a real pleasure for us. The band has given us one of their absolutely epic tracks, Let There Be Rock, which we're looking forward to unleashing on the world in playable form in September. So this soundtrack also includes killer tracks from Metallica, Pearl Jam, The Allman Brothers, Motorhead, Devo, Jane's Addiction, Megadeth, The Talking Heads, Paramore, Modest Mouse, Beck, Interpol, just an incredibly diverse mix of great music across a wide range of subgenres of rock, both classic, new, and everything in between. The soundtrack will additionally include 20 bonus tracks, which we'll be making available for free download this fall. So combined, that's over 100 songs on the Rock Band 2 soundtrack, more than any previous music game, and an incredible value for our players. Now, as large as that number is, what's even more important is the platform strategy that we've implemented. We've made all of the downloadable tracks from the original band forward compatible with Rock Band 2. So they will automatically and seamlessly integrate into all the new play modes. Furthermore, if you own the original Rock Band, you'll be able to export almost all of those tracks into the Rock Band 2 game as well, so no need for disc swapping. And meanwhile, we continue to publish new music every single week, and that's accelerating. And by the end of this year, I'm happy to announce that there will be over 500 songs available for play in Rock Band 2, vastly more than any other music game ever. We're very proud of this. So Rock Band has really arrived as the world's first true music gaming platform. So thank you, all of you, for being here today.
Great stuff, Shane. And thanks to Kai, Yano-san, Duffy, and Alex. Music games are wildly popular on our platform, and we look forward to seeing where your games take the category next. Before we close today, I'd like to welcome one final guest to the stage. I would like to introduce the president of Square Enix, Yoichi Wada.
Thank you very much for inviting me to such an exciting and inspiring media briefing. It is indeed a great pleasure to be here. As I watched the announcements today, I saw with my own eyes how the Xbox 360 continues to bring together players from around the world, while constantly welcoming new friends into the gaming community. Since the launch of the Xbox 360, we, the Square Enix Group, have been building a strong partnership with Microsoft. Our aim is to provide new generation entertainment to the gaming communities of Japan, North America, and Europe. This growing partnership with Microsoft led us to the development of the three major titles announced last June: Infinite and Discovery, Star Ocean: The Last Hope, and The Last Remnant. The first of these titles to be made available will be Infinite and Discovery. This Xbox 360 exclusive title will be released on September 2nd in North America, September 5th in Europe, and September 11th in Japan and Asia. Infinite and Discovery is a collaborative project between Microsoft, Square Enix, and renowned RPG studio Triace. Triace and Square Enix have also teamed up to provide Star Ocean: The Last Hope for the Xbox 360 in the spring of 2009. This is a long-awaited latest installment in the blockbuster Star Ocean series. This series currently boasts over 2.8 million units shipped worldwide, including 1.3 million units for the last title, Star Ocean: Till End of Time. Don't miss the first real-time game trailer available today, only on Marketplace. The next title, The Last Remnant, is currently being developed by a team of Square Enix's dynamic creators. The Last Remnant will be available on the Xbox 360 first this holiday season. Now, let me show you some exciting new footage from The Last Remnant.
Something about that guy.
I know that was a pretty short movie, but I hope it was enough to get you excited about this brand new title. And you just saw The Last Remnant will be shipped simultaneously on November 20th, 2008 for the Xbox 360 in North America, Europe, and Japan. And just one more announcement I would like to make about this title. The Last Remnant will also be available on games for Windows. This will allow us to provide a large community of PC gamers with the opportunity to experience the game. We will let you know when a launch date has been decided. Thank you.
Wada-san, those games truly look amazing, and we're very pleased to have them coming to Xbox 360. Thank you. Earlier this morning, I suggested that with Xbox 360, we are truly feeding the experience of the fierce loyalists while welcoming everyone to fun and entertainment. Now you've seen the proof. A new wave of blockbuster games in every category, a totally new Xbox experience delivered through the magic of software, new games and entertainment for everyone. And what does it mean for you? With Xbox 360, there is no better way to deliver fun and entertainment to your living room. Entertainment for today, entertainment for tomorrow.
Don, I do have one more big announcement to share. Take a look at this movie.
Thank you.
At long last, the day we have all been waiting for has arrived. And it gives me great pleasure to be able to unveil this to you today. An Xbox 360 version of Final Fantasy XIII, the latest in the Final Fantasy series, which has seen more than 85 million units shipped worldwide, is planned for release. We believe that releasing an Xbox 360 version of Final Fantasy XIII will allow us to provide a game to even more fans in the two regions of North America and Europe, and are currently working hard on its development. Last of all, I'd like to thank Dan for giving me the opportunity to make this presentation. And of course, also all of you for your kind attention and for your continued support of Square Enix. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. That's just incredible. Thank you, Wada-san, for joining us today. Final Fantasy XIII is an astonishing addition to our growing array of RPG titles, and we couldn't wait to share the news with you today. Final Fantasy joins a long list of former PlayStation franchises that are finding a new home on Xbox 360. It happened with Madden and Guitar Hero, it's happening now with Grand Theft Auto and Resident Evil, and it will happen with Final Fantasy. Thank you all for coming. I look forward to meeting with many of you over the next days, and I hope you enjoy the rest of E3. Thank you.